Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump is closing out his campaign for re-election in the same place where he wrapped up his 2016 campaign, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We made history together 4 years ago, and tomorrow we're going to make history once again.
The president's been on a blitz of key states ahead of Election Day, holding five rallies Monday from North Carolina to Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and now in Michigan. Democrat Joe Biden spent the final hours leading up to Election Day in Pennsylvania. Appearing in Monaca, he argued the election is a battle for the soul of the nation.
You know, we're in a home stretch now. We're in a home stretch. And as my coach used to say in high school and college, it's go time.
First Election Day votes have been cast in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. Polls opened there at midnight. All five votes went to Joe Biden. Tuesday's election will feature a number of races that will determine whether the Senate remains in Republican hands or is taken by a Democratic majority. With 35 Senate seats in play, it will most likely come down to several key contests. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports that one of them is in Arizona.
Recent polls show Democrat Mark Kelly ahead of Republican Senator Martha McSally in Arizona, a state that has traditionally gone Republican in presidential elections. Tammy Vigil, a political science professor at Boston University, attributes Kelly's lead to a shift in demographics.
More diversity, including folks coming from places that might not have been quite so red. You get an influx of voters with different perspectives that often change the political landscape of the state.
Mark Kelly, a retired NASA astronaut, and Martha McSally, a former Air Force pilot and the first U.S. woman to fly in combat, are fighting to fill the seat left by the late Senator John McCain. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
11 governors' races on the ballot this election day, including in North Carolina, where the Democratic incumbent is hoping for a more comfortable victory than 4 years ago. Jeff Tiberius with member station WUNC.
Roy Cooper knocked off the Republican incumbent by 0.2%, less than 11,000 votes in 2016. This time around, Cooper has held a consistent, comfortable lead against Republican challenger Dan Forrest, the current lieutenant governor. The incumbent has also raised substantially more money. Cooper has been at odds with Republican legislators for much of his first term, unable to deliver on his desire to expand Medicaid. North Carolina has been without a new state budget for 16 months. Cooper is one of only two Democratic governors in the American South, and he has received strong marks for his handling of the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Austria, a manhunt is underway for the gunman who opened fire on the streets of Vienna. The attack happened the night before a new coronavirus lockdown was to begin in the city. Several people wounded, at least two were killed, including one of the assailants. The attack came just days after a stabbing attack at a church in the French city of Nice that left three people dead. 12 million French school kids returned to their classrooms Monday and paid homage to a teacher killed just before the fall break. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that the teacher was killed by an 18-year-old Chechen who felt he had insulted the Prophet Muhammad.
The prime minister sang the French national anthem along with a class of middle school students at the school where Samuel Paty taught. Paty was beheaded on October 16th by a radicalized Chechen teenager for showing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in his lesson on free speech. Teachers across France also read out a letter written to their profession by 19th-century politician Jean Jaurès, who spoke of their important role in nurturing young citizens of a democracy. Since Paty's killing, there's been much talk about how to better instill French values of liberty, freedom of speech, and secularism in the nation's youth to make them less likely to embrace violent extremism. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Nicaragua scrambling to evacuate people from the country's Atlantic coast as Hurricane Eta moves closer to landfall. Eta strengthened into a Category 4 storm Monday. And the National Hurricane Center in Miami is warning of flash floods and catastrophic winds in Central America. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.